funny ways. These guys, I don't really understand Thai at all, but these guys sound like they got some real swagger in the language. I've never really heard such swaggerlicious Thai vocals, I gotta say. So this is a group called To Lust For. It's just one word. And a title I cannot even begin to pronounce because it's not even in the script that I understand. But I can tell you this. This is featuring Jikadi and Bubba NJ Rastafa. So here we go. Some wild music from 2011 Thai Style on Wandering Rhythms.
ยอมใจไปไว้โย่เก็บเสื้อ listening. Bye-bye.
You're listening to the radio. I'm Nick, and I don't have much of a voice, but that's all right. This is about the music, and you just heard a lovely little piece of music by Vancouver artist White Poppy. That's right, White Poppy, and her new record is called Natural Phenomena. I played a track called Confusion, and that to me sounds like an African Rumba song just slowed down to glacial North American pace. And it's got samples in there too, so could very well be an African number originally. So there you go, White Poppy. And before that, you heard a very cool new funk soul woman named Kaja Bonet. And she's from Los Angeles, California, a place where soul music is not uncommon. But that sounds like it's really from the 80s. Like the synthesizers were brought back from the dead. And it's well done. So new track, just a single from February called Late Night Munchies. Kaja Bonet, and she's got a new EP called The Visitor coming up, so actually expect quite a bit from this woman. She seems to have a lot of followers already in her young career. And before that, started off that set with some amazing Thai hip-hop with plenty of swagger. The group was called To Lust For, and the track in Thai, I translated it into a translation machine and came out with Ordination Sinners as the track name. So, yeah, take what you want from that. But, yes, very interesting music there. And next, I'm going to play something that you probably will not hear on any hit radio stations. You're going to hear a 12-minute track here. And this is a group that is really one of the coolest in the new progressive hard rock movement. I say hard rock, but it's much more progressive than that. But it's fast-paced, it's intense. And on their new album, brand new stuff out of Britain here. This is a record called Obscure Knowledge. And it's just one track, basically, cut up into three pieces. But it's about 40 minutes of music. And I'm going to play the third part of the Obscure Knowledge album, 12 minutes long. So this is the culmination of what before was some slower stuff, some very ambient sounds, some energetic drumming, and a lot more. And then it culminates in this last piece, Obscure Knowledge, Part 3. This is Guapo. Enjoy the ride, my friends. And after this, we are going to Corsica. This is Wandering Rhythms on CJSF 90.1 FM.
the next alternative radio, hear Chalmers Johnson on Blowback, the Consequences of U.S. Foreign Policy. That's Alternative Radio, Wednesday afternoons at 4, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby.
Dear friends, this is Wandering Rhythms on CJSF 90.1 FM. You just heard one piece of music that was wonderful and giant and theatrical. That was guapo. It means somebody who's attractive in Spanish, but these guys are not from Spain. These guapos are from Britain. And yeah, that was a track called Obscure Knowledge, just the third part. There's two other parts of that, so yeah, you can find that around the world. Cuneiform Records. Hope you enjoyed it. And now, my friends, it is time for a trip to a far-off place, an island called Corsica. And this has been part of France for the last 200 years or so. Before that, though, it was part of a most serene republic, the Republic of Genoa, since 1284. And actually for about 14 years, between 1755 and the subsequent conquest by Napoleon and France in 1769, this was an independent republic, the Corsican Republic. But that's not a very long time to be independent. So Corsica, yes, they are tied with France and Italy. It is actually just west of Italy and southeast of France, much closer to Italy than France. But, you know, Napoleon, he had a pretty good army back then. So the French took over Corsica. They call it Corse, C-O-R-S-E. But in Corsican, their native language, Italian and English, we call it Corsica. This is an island of about 322,000 humans. And yes, they speak a language called